There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is the Jason and Alexis Show podcast, presented by our delightful friends at the Freehouse. When you listen to the podcast, you can thank the Freehouse. We thank them all the time, right, Lex?
Oh, we love the Freehouse. Thank you, Freehouse.
Thank you, Freehouse, and thanks for the beer.
Lex and Dawn, I have a great idea.
Yes?
Thank you for asking. I would like to take you two out to lunch. Are you game?
Let's do it. Where are we going?
We are going to the Lowry. I love the Lowry. Ooh. It's one of my favorite places. They have such good apps, and there are various ways that they can serve you. Three ways. First, we can go inside, or you can order online for the Lowry from one of their delivery partners, or you can pick it up from the restaurant. Should we go inside, though?
Yeah, let's go inside. Let's go have some inside. Breakfast.
Okay, and then we'll get some food to go, and it's all my treat.
Can we get food for like 3 days? I'm just asking for a friend.
Dawn, I think you're kind of stretching my right. generosity, but they do have amazing breakfast and mimosa flights and Bloody Marys. But Dawn, I don't think you can get the Bloody Marys to go.
All right.
Ooh, and it's Bloody Marys all day, every day.
Well, but I thought Mama needed a beer. Don't you want some Freehouse beer at the Lowry?
Yeah, actually, let's do it all. Why not? I'm
Dawn,
thirsty, and I get out.
I guess I'll be driving.
You are driving. You can make reservations. You can check out the menu. You can order pickup, and you can order online at thelowryuptown.com. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our final hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning on this Friday, October 9th, 2020. I'm Jason Matheson along with Alexis Thompson, Grant filling in for Kenny, and the one and only.
Wait, what?
See, I was getting ready. I was going to reintroduce you, and then I realized I've already introduced you, and it would be
Grant,
totally unnecessary.
Grant filling in for who?
Grant filling in for Dawn, and then the one and only Kenny. I said that wrong. Yeah. Oh, well.
Hey.
It's Friday. Right, Lex? We're almost
there you go,
done.
Kenny.
I mean, yeah. So.
Well, now that you bring it up, Grant, how about I send you a traffic report for the bottom of the hour and I'll skedaddle?
Yeah, can go out in that dad kind of heater.
No.
See you guys.
No,
see you Monday.
Nope. Right here. Oh, anyway. Well, let's get to it. We have a special guest. She's a good friend of our shows. And she joined us at the beginning of the year, and now she's back. Psychic Maria Shaw joins us on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Jason. I'm so glad to talk to you.
I know. It's been a very long time. How you doing?
I'm doing good, and I'm so glad that your mom is out of Lake Charles. My website guy is there. We had a fundraiser for him, and now I see that the storm is going to hit again. So
yeah.
I'm so thankful when I read that. I don't know if you got my email, but I had offered my home in New Orleans to her if she couldn't get to you. I'm glad she's in good shape.
Thank you. Yeah, it was she's fine and I think breathing a sigh of relief, even though, you know, she still has her house there and worried about you know, what's left there, but yeah, much better. So, well, we're happy to have you. And, you know, and normally, and we'll still do this. Normally we have you and we, you know, talk about, the season ahead, and we're still going to do that. 2020, well, took a turn, didn't it, Maria? I mean, since the last time we talked to you, it took a turn.
A little one, yeah.
Yeah.
We're still going to be dealing with this Pluto-Saturn aspect that hit January 12th. It hit throughout the year, and this aspect has not hit since, like, 1776, when our country was founded. So that's kind of basically what's been happening since the aspect hit in January. Was throughout the year, it keeps getting triggered again. And so it's basically about our world breaking down and rebuilding. And it'll rebuild on a better basis in the long run so we can be more sustainable in all areas, banking, financial, health, relationships, everything. So there's a rhyme and a reason for all this madness, even though we can't see it at the time.
So is it? So it's, in other words, it's a very difficult recalibration. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, it's a cycle that doesn't happen very often, like about every 240 years. And this, it's an astrological cycle. And again, this happened very close to 1776. You know, when everything, the revolution, you know, everything was breaking down, rebuilding, and our country's undergoing a revolution too. I mean, the whole world in some way.
Oh, wow. And do you see us kind of in this for a long time or?
No, I feel like that, and everybody's going to say, oh, this is a conspiracy theory. But after the election, really, astrologically, the last hit is November 12th. And so then it'll start to evaporate. A lot of this chaos will start to evaporate. And as we get into January and February, I'm predicting that the COVID virus will start to fade out or we'll have a vaccine or something. Because the harsh aspects are not there. And 2021 is a whole different picture anyhow. I mean, we have a lot of the planets moving into Aquarius, which is about social justice and friendships, and we are the world rather than me. So we're going to see a lot of shifts and changes, you know, which we can talk about, you know, closer to the end of the year or next year if you want, because it's a lot of stuff. But for right now, we are going to have a kind of a difficult October. In November, Mercury is going retrograde, the planet of communication, middle of October to middle of November. And then we also have Mars retrograde, which is our driving force and our energy. That's why a lot of people are feeling like they're walking in mud right now, like they can't get ahead too quickly. But there's a light at the end of the tunnel. After November 13th, things start to lift a little bit. I would say it's going to be a crazy Halloween. I mean, Halloween, it's the first time it's on a Saturday in years. It's a full moon, blue moon. That means there's two full moons in 1 month. Second one's on Halloween. And we have a Mercury retrograde. So we are going to have quite the month.
My computer freaked out there. I dropped out for about 30 seconds. So if I repeat something, I apologize. I literally lost the radio station for about 40 seconds. But anyway, Maria, I wanted to ask you, you know, you were talking about the recalibration and how there's going to be regrowth for 2021 in general. And I know we're only to October. What are you seeing? Like, what is 2020 supposed to be? 2021, what is it supposed to be like, Maria?
Well, the early part of the year may still be a little daunting. But after that, I do think things are going to get much better. We have what we call a grand conjunction happening in the skies. And that's going to bring a lot more peace and a lot more harmony. There's still a lot of things to be worked out because the COVID just didn't bring up health issues. It brought up a lot of other energies within people individually about what they really want from life, you know, where they want to go. So if from an individual purpose, a lot of people are thinking, you know, I don't want to go back to work. I want to work from my home. You know, I want to go off in a different direction. I don't want to stay in this relationship or whatever it is. So I think from an individual level, we'll see a lot of people making major changes in their individual lives to become more happier. And this month and next month, a lot of people are asking themselves, what do I really want to do? And what do I don't want to do anymore? What is it that I don't want to keep doing? And I think a lot of people are dealing with that. And 21 is the time that they'll actually take the action.
Psychic Maria Shaw is our guest, Lex.
Okay, how about now for, you know, it's Libra season. How are they going to do specifically if it's their birthday month or sign?
Well, Libras are going to have more stress than some of the other signs, but in a couple weeks, they're going to have Venus on their sign, so that's going to help. But Libras, Aries, Capricorns, and Cancers are feeling the brunt of this more than most signs of this energy. So those are the folks that are feeling like they're walking in mud and they can't get too far. But Libras, actually, when Venus goes to their sign in a couple weeks, will feel better. You know, they're going to feel like, oh, they can exhale. And then, of course, we have Scorpio season coming up at the end of the month and into November. And that's going to be, you know, the veil is thinner from here to the other side. So we're going to have a lot more, like, you know, energy, not just because of Halloween, but a lot more spooky energy. And a lot of things are going to be revealed, a lot of secrets. If someone's hiding a secret on you, it's going to come out by November 28th. If you're the one hiding a secret, be really careful.
Did you guys hear what Maria just said? The veil is thinner between here and the other side. Kenny, the veil is thinner. That's demons, demons. I'm telling you, it's thinner. I mean, and I'm making a joke, but that's true, though, right, Maria? I mean, this is the time of the year where that happens.
Yeah, pretty much late October, the month of November. It's ruled by Scorpio. Scorpio is ruled by the planet Pluto, which rules death, regeneration, and the underworld. And a lot more ghostly activities. You know, you can ask Dawn, too. A lot more ghostly activities happen this time of the year. So people are going to hear things and see things and question things more in the next 2 months.
You touched on my husband Colin's sign, Aries. I don't know. Did you touch on Sagittarius? That's my mother.
Yeah, Sagittarius. I want to say this to all the Sagittarius that are out there listening. The Sagittarius will always land on their feet, even in dire circumstances. Somebody, something will happen to pull them out. They are the one sign that is truly blessed because they're ruled by the planet Jupiter. But Sagittariuses are going to be okay. They don't have any really hard aspects unless there's something happening, you know, to the world. You know, they'll be a part of that. But individually, they're going to be fine, and there's a lot of regrowth for them.
Ooh, Kenny, what's great. Kenny, what's your sign?
Aries.
Oh, you're Aries. Oh, you're with Colin. Okay. Grant, how about you? What's your sign filling in for Dawn?
I'm October 16th. What is that? I'm sorry.
That's Libra.
Libra. Yep. There you go.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, all
those
fall
are the
people.
Four signs. Yeah, those are the four signs. The Aries, again, to recap, Cancer, Capricorn, and Libra that could be more frustrated in the next couple weeks.
Oh, great. Hey, you want to get a beer, Kenny?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Kenny, more frustrated? Oh, my goodness. Oh, Maria, you're killing us.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Kenny.
Too much on your plate. Yeah, feel like they want to come out of their skin. People irritate them real easily. Yeah.
You're literally describing Kenny.
Yeah. It was ringing the bell there.
Sorry, Kenny. Sorry.
All right. I'm going to go out back and have a heater.
You just did that.
Kenny, you just got back.
Yeah, well.
Time for another one already.
Time for
another. You're all irritating them. You're all.
Yeah, well, that's very true, Maria. Yeah.
So, Maria, how about the flip side? Who's just going to have the best time ever right now and thriving?
Oh, good question. Yes.
Which signs?
I think that we're going to see a lot of growth for the Virgos. And Virgos are usually the long-suffering sign. They always have something going on, some drama. But the Virgos are actually going to be doing really well. Venus is on their sign. They have a lot of good aspects from the hard planets. There's a trines happening. So the Virgos may end up cruising through the next couple months. Even if they do feel like they have a lot on their plate, they're the one sign that's able to handle it. And here's a tip. If you ever have to go on a trip and pack a lot of suitcases with a lot of clothes and stuff, have the Virgo pack the suitcase because they can get so much into a little compartment, it's unbelievable.
Oh, fun fact.
Ding. Well, Maria, before we go, usually you have events when you're on the show, you're doing events. How are you doing events and how are people connecting with you in COVID right now?
Well, I am doing an event here at the Mall of America at the Radisson Blue Saturday and Sunday. We're having a 2-day psychic fun fair. I also have some classes with social distancing. We have a 1,000 seat ballroom, but we're only fitting 139 people in. So they're spacing the chairs out for the classes and the lectures. And they're very anal here at the Radisson Blue. So everything's wiped down like every hour. People wear face masks, temperature, you know, all that type of stuff. So we're still going on, but we're being very, very cautious. And we did this in August, and we had a nice group of people and no problems. So
perfect.
If you want to come out and see us Saturday and Sunday, we're at the Radisson Blue, 9 to 5. It's $10 admission, and we'll be here all weekend.
The great Maria Shaw. Right. Thank you, Maria. Go see her this weekend. It is 8:17. Maria will also be on my talk show a little bit later this morning. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Grant has the Dirt Alert.
is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It is 8:20. Time to get caught up with all the big entertainment headlines.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
To the day in the Dirt Alert, filling in for Elizabeth, filling in for Elizabeth, is Grant.
Hey,
good morning.
Thank you.
Morning.
Morning, guys. Well, the Foo Fighters, Miley Cyrus, Dave Matthews, The Roots, and many more are set to perform during the virtual SOS Fest to bring awareness to the Save Our Stages Act, which is currently before Congress to raise money for independent venues affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. And you guys talked a little bit about this yesterday, right?
Yeah, we did. Yep. Yeah. Well, it's good. The arts are, I mean, every industry, as you're talking, I'm watching the head of Delta talk about travel. I mean, every industry is affected, and the arts is no different. I mean, theaters and concerts, you need butts and seats, and you can't put a lot of butts and seats right now. So,
absolutely. The music festival will take place from October 16th through the 18th and will stream on YouTube, and these virtual performances will be taking place at independent venues located across the United States. Other artists like Brittany Howard, G-Eazy, Jason Mraz, Kelsey Ballerini, Little Big Town, Marshmello, Demi Lovato, Macklemore. I mean, I could go on. There's all kinds of people set to perform. And they said 90% of independent venues are on the verge of closing forever if they don't receive the funding in the next few months.
Yep.
So they lost this emergency fund to raise money to save these venues so they don't go away forever.
Oh, yeah.
90%.
And they will.
Wow.
And they will. Yeah. I mean, they're working. Yeah. They're not much different than restaurants. They work in the best of times on a razor thin profit margin.
Right.
Yeah. So they can't take much turbulence. This is more than turbulence. This is sustained severe turbulence, and it doesn't look good. So I really hope these fundraisers continue at a huge pace.
And that bill can get through too. I think Chuck Schumer put that through, and it was with Amy Klobuchar partially too over here. Yep. I think there's a lot of connections locally to that too. So let's get that through. Katy Perry just got a little peace of mind. A judge granted a permanent restraining order against the man she claims has been stalking her and directing threats at her family. No, the man William. This man William Taylor must stay 100 yards away from Katie or her fiance Orlando, their newborn baby girl, and Orlando's son Flynn for just 3 years. Now, I know that there's all these legal issues, but if he's doing what I'm about to say he's doing, why is it just 3 years? Is he all of a sudden in 3 years just going to give it up? Is it why can't that just be like a continuing thing and we just don't even put that limit on it? We'll address that in like five.
Yeah, go back to court and have to demonstrate again the fear of that. It just feels like re-victimization again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All over.
Yeah, his troubling online behavior allegedly included numerous graphic and sexual explicit photos about Katie, comments about killing dogs and cops, threats to snap Orlando Bloom's neck, and wishing Flynn, Orlando's son, and Miranda would catch COVID-19 and die. This guy needs more than 3 years away from them, in my eyes.
He's not going to magically change in 3 years.
No, that's why when I saw that, and I know there's probably some sort of legal tie there, but I just wish that was kind of like, hey, you know what? You're banned for life. You're done.
Yeah.
You're no more. Not even 100 feet, not even just a mile.
Ugh.
And lastly, Demi Lovato's ex-fiance looks to, he sounds pretty broken, as you guys know, over the split up, right?
Yeah.
And it's not as much as the interaction between the two of them. It's more about how the fans and the media is trolling him after all this stuff. So he was approached at LAX on Thursday, and he said he's not bothered by the new song about their split that she put out. But like I said, what's really grinding his gears are the social media trolls that are coming after him.
Well,
this is that Max guy, right? The one that was really an opportunist and used her name to get his own. See, you can't have it both ways. See, he's trying to work at both ends. Not saying that he deserves this, because it really, I can't even imagine what that reality is like. Following the paparazzi, the fans, everything. And the diehard Demi fans, too. I'm sure he's getting it from them, too.
But.
But, yeah, it's still not good. At the same time, you do... Gosh, is that horrible to say? That's horrible to say, isn't it? But it's kind of how I feel about him.
No, that's not to say, girl.
Wasn't he? He's, yeah. He was an actor with All My... What was the show he was on? Was he a soap actor?
He was in a soap opera.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not overly familiar with him.
Like a couple movies.
Oh, okay.
Well, a little bit more on it. Demi was frustrated with her ex for going ham about their split, as you guys have maybe heard. Yeah. And Max, this is where he's going a little, you know, he somehow compared Demi and their breakup with Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh,
And he also, and then she leaked her new breakup song that was Still Have Me. And, you know, it's clear Max is having a rough time with a breakup, and he says he's going to need time for himself before he's ready to jump back in the dating world. It, you know.
Yeah, take that time.
I guess.
Go into a bunker somewhere. It's possible. It's possible.
If I could just give advice to anybody, I would just leave the name Jeffrey Epstein out of, if you're trying to make a point or an analogy, or probably not the best person to use. Just that's my humble opinion. Thank you.
Yeah. And he may be coming off here, you know, a little intense, but everybody right now is going through a lot of, you know, being alone, you know, and he's now really alone. And, you know, we don't know how everybody's experiencing this whole situation that we're all going through differently. And
yeah,
so
day by day it changes.
Exactly. And I don't want to give excuse for, you know, making that comparison or doing what he's doing, but we've all got to take a peek at that too.
Well, and everybody's intense. You just heard Maria Shaw. Kenny's going to be intense for the rest of the year. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I did not need that, by the way.
Me too, because I hate saying it, but I have this feeling like everybody's like, oh, I just can't wait for this year to be over. I'm like, well, what's 2021 going to be better? You know,
yeah,
one day is going to make a difference. So then when I heard that, I'm like, oh, that just proves everything I've been worrying about. It's not going to get any better. So
#, sorry, Kenny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, buddy. I apologize. Sorry, we booked that segment. I'm sorry. Yeah. We have time for a quick one. Do you have one more quick one?
I got one more. It's just Jordan Sparks. I might have mentioned this yesterday because I'm kind of pulling this one out here, but Jordan Sparks is working on a new music for the holidays.
No, we haven't heard that. No.
She's doing a Christmas album. I think this is the first time I'm saying it out loud, but I'm finally working on some holiday music. I was born on December 22nd, and Christmas is like it's like in my veins, and so I cannot wait for everybody to hear what I've been working on. And she also noted the new tunes will bring her one step closer to her musical hero, Mariah Carey.
Mm.
And we all know Mariah Carey's song, Christmas song, that's number one.
Always.
She said that she'll be the queen of Christmas. I just hope that I'll be the princess, and I'm fine with that.
Oh.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
So says you.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes. I love you, but we'll see how that goes. For more of these stories, go to mytalk1071.com. Stay right there. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
And now, a hilarious Halloween dad joke by Alexis.
What happened to the bee when he got swatted by one of the Walking Dead? He turned into a zombie.
No.
This is Ben. A hilarious Halloween dad joke.
Shut up, Lex. <Alexis. laughs>
Oh, Dad. You did, Dad.
That was horrible.
That was better.
That was just horrible, but fine.
Hey, we're smiling. We'll take it anyway, guys. You know, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
We have to accept our friends for what they are.
That's right.
That's what friends are for.
Kenny, we take her like she is. I mean, you know, you remember what we say at the end of the show. Go out there and be yourself, kids. Yeah.
That's right.
One of a kind.
That's right. You do you, right, Lex?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always.
I'm sad. Now, look, I am really happy that Grant's here. And I'm really happy that Dawn is taking a day off or a couple days off.
Yeah, taking some time off. Right.
She deserves it. It was her birthday this week. Lord knows, putting up with us is taxing. I'm sorry. And when I say us, I mean Steve Patterson.
Yeah,
when it's very, very taxing.
Yes.
So she deserves a time off. off. However, I will.
Know where you're going.
I will say that I'm really bummed because right about now I get to play this.
I can't believe you're making me do this.
Why do we have to talk about that?
Do I have to?
Forced movie reviews.
Yeah,
you forced me to do this.
And yep. We don't have it this week, and it's a good one. She's going to have to watch Stealing Home with Jodie Foster and Mark Harmon. And
right.
And she is going to hate it. Now,
this is the one you really, really like, though, right?
Like, I sincerely, and I wasn't being me. I'm serious. I really do adore this movie. I'm going to pull out the adore word. I adore this movie. It just reminds me of my teen years. I think it's incredibly sweet. Jodie Foster is wonderful as kind of an irreverent, free spirit babysitter that I would have liked to have had. Also, I think it's also one of those movies where the kid, the boy that's the centerpiece, who is then the adult Mark Harmon. When you meet the boy, he has a great relationship with his dad. And I'm always attracted to those types of movies because I lack that in my own life. I lacked that. So I always recognize that as well. He's a baseball kid. That's not me.
Does he fall in love with his babysitter? Is that what happens?
He kind of, yeah. I mean, he kind of has a crush on her, but he develops. Her name's Katie. I mean, they have a great relationship. And she is like that life-changing figure in all of our lives. We all have one. They may not come in the body of a babysitter, but we all have those people that change the trajectory of your life. And that's really what this movie's about. This babysitter changes this kid's life. And then when you meet him at the very beginning of the movie, he's an adult and he's washed up and he's kind of in a bad place. And he is forced to remember Katie because of something that happens. And then the movie's a series of flashbacks.
So the love story isn't between them.
No. It's really just a great coming of age story. Baseball gotcha. is a backdrop, kind of a ribbon. It's the 60s. Great music. It's a wonderful soundtrack. It's on the East Coast. It's by Martha's Vineyard. So beautiful settings, beach settings. I don't know. The whole
sounds
thing.
Sounds like I'd love this film.
I think you really will. It's very sweet. Is it a little saccharine? Is it a little cheese ball at times? Of course. But
and Dawn will hate it.
And
perfect
Dawn is
assignment, Jace.
Dawn will absolutely hate this.
What's her favorite type of movie so I can get an idea of like how opposite we're going here? What is she like?
Horror movies.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Horror movies. All right.
Awful, yeah. Yep. Awful movies.
Yeah.
Gory Dawn, and yeah.
Dawn hates anything to do with love or right. sugary, sweet right. saccharine Rom-com. In movies.
Good feelings.
Yes. No. Yeah. Dawn does not like any of that.
Dawn hates more than love.
Yes. Yes. Smiles. You know what I mean? Just no. I mean, just
hand holding.
No.
Gazing buying somebody longingly.
Yeah. If there's a scene where somebody's buying flowers for other people, no. You know, it's just none of that.
Going, oh, give me a break.
Yeah. You know, like if there's a scene at a state fair and somebody wins a stuffed animal for their date, I mean, that just sends her right over the edge. I mean, yeah. It just that Grant, that's our Dawn. She
love
doesn't
it.
Like any of that.
Okay.
So yeah. this movie will send her right over the edge. But I do, I will say, I think it's going to be better for her than my last pick for her, which was the remake of Love Affair, which she hated on a level that I did not expect. So I,
oh, yeah.
I her vitriol was, I was a little unexpected for me, but I loved it. Oh, made
well,
for
then good. I got Human it. Centipede. So thanks, Jace.
Oh yeah. Well,
when McLean watches a movie, she'll post a little video of her watching it, and just the pain and anguish and anger in her eyes.
Yeah,
funny. It's so funny.
It's so great.
Oh my gosh!
Because she genuinely. And Lex genuinely, we all genuinely don't like these genres of movies that we have to review, but I think Dawn is the worst. Like, she has a reaction to love, to love movies. And
yes.
Yeah. Like, Lex, you'll tolerate the horror movies. And
yeah,
I tolerate the action movies. Yeah.
We usually find some ribbon of positivity when we watch it.
I didn't. Oh, the only thing I found in Street Fighter last week was the drip bags. That's the only thing I loved.
That's a good one, right? Grant?
Grant, yeah. Grant.
I signed him to watch that.
I've seen it years ago, but yeah, right. I mean, I don't think it's one of my top movies, but you know.
Nor should it be, Grant. No.
I'm with you, Jason. I'm a Star Wars, you know, that's my whole realm. Like, sci-fi is my type of movie, but
that's what would be a Force movie review that you, or genre that you hate?
That I hate? Absolutely. Yeah.
Don't tell them.
Kenny, shh. Shut up, Kenny!
They're baiting the trap. They're dangling a lure in front of you. They want you to bite on that hook.
It's not going to be cheesy because I love old, cheesy, grainy stuff. Being that 80s kid, I love that stuff. So I'm going to say I would have to be horror movies. I'm not a big horror fan. This is boring.
That shocks me. If I would have had to have guessed, Grant, I would have said that you like horror movies.
It's very rare. Some of the newer ones I like, but like I don't like... what's that, like, intense moments that just make me uncomfortable? I'm kind of like a feel-good person, so when you get movies that put you in those really, like, you just don't feel good, I feel that anxiety, so I don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah,
What's that movie with Justin Timberlake back in the day where he was, like, a drug lord, and they kidnapped a kid and put him on ransom, and then at the end they had to kill him Timberlake, even though they didn't have to. Yeah, it was with Justin Timberlake. I'll have to look it up, but if that movie, when I watch it, the ending, because they ended up having to take this young man's life and they didn't have to, it's the most uncomfortable thing I've ever experienced in my life.
In Time?
No, I'll check it out here.
Yeah, check it out. Now I'm curious of what movie it is.
Did he break into song at any point during the?
It's gonna be me.
He's like, Grant, this will come back to haunt you.
All right.
This revelation will come back to haunt you.
Oh, it will.
You just made a huge mistake in your brain.
Yeah, you made a blunder right here. You made a blunder.
This is a mistake for you.
Yep,
this is going to go on your permanent record. Grant.
It will. Yes. 8:42. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after these words. Welcome back, everyone. Wrapping things up on this Friday, October 9th. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm Jace with Lex. Grant filling in for Dawn, Kenny filling in for no one, and we have the answer, speaking of Grant, to the Justin Timberlake movie he was referring to. What is it, Grant?
It's called Alpha Dog, and it's based off of a case in Santa Barbara, California, and the case that inspired it was basically about a marijuana dealer who kidnapped and ordered the killing of a 15-year-old boy. Yeah, Jesse James Hollywood is his name, faces... Mm. Well, possible death sentences after conviction for kidnapping and murdering the brother. This is a young brother, 15-year-old boy, of a man that owed him only $2,500 for drugs.
Oh,
and wow. If you watch this movie, Justin Timberlake is actually fantastic as like kind of like a drug dealing kind of, you know, bad guy.
Yeah.
But it's they do a really good job of telling the story. But at the end, you know, it's that scene, and if you see the movie, I've got goosebumps, and it just freaks me out, where they're just dragging this kid, and, you know, basically, I don't want to get too graphic, but they take him out to the desert, and, yeah, it's the most, I've watched it once, and I cringe the entire time, and I will never watch it again.
Ugh.
Knowing it's true.
Oh. Yeah, well.
Yep, I shan't be watching that.
No, I shan't.
Sorry to ruin your Friday.
No, it's fine. Maria did that by telling us that Kenny's going to be grumpy for the next 6 months. Yes.
Yeah.
Like we didn't know that already.
But that's your charm, Kenny.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
That's what makes you guys so good.
Well, and it does beg the question.
When we're caught telling each other to shut up all the time.
I know. I do too.
Shut up, Alexis.
Shut up.
That does beg the question, you know, what kind of person is Kenny? You know, what kind of person is Alexis? What kind of person is Grant, me, whatever? Lin-Manuel Miranda kind of has it whittled down to two types of people?
Yes, I thought this was really fun. So Lin-Manuel Miranda, you know, the guy behind Hamilton, he is profiling his dad in an upcoming documentary called Siempre Luis. And he calls his dad a relentless mother beep. in this new documentary. And he talks about his dad always kind of categorizing individuals into two categories. He says there are two types of people in the world. Those who get their homework done on a Friday afternoon, or those who do their homework on the bus ride Monday morning.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. Steve Kenny. Yeah, and so Lin-Manuel says, I've always been the one to do my homework Monday morning on the bus. His dad was always prepared, did it on Friday, and he said he'd ask for more homework. He's that type of personality.
Oh, yes. That is irritating. Oh,
I don't like that.
They wreck it for the rest of us.
Yes.
Oh,
are we all do our homework Monday morning right before?
Yeah, and I'm married to the other kind. Without a doubt. So in that, we balance each other out well.
Yeah, that works out for
that
you.
That is nice.
Yeah.
It does work out well. Now, there are times that he wants to smother me with a pillow, and there are times when I... There are times when I want to, while he's slumbering, smother him. But... Right. It works, you know, because he's the organized one, and if something is mentioned, he has to do it like Lin-Manuel's father. He has to do it right then. He is not waiting to the bus ride. Oh, no, that would actually send him. Oh, that would give him so much anxiety. So no. What's on Hellman?
Yeah, I enjoy that feature in other people, but I
Out.
Yeah, I admire that too. Yeah, you know, sometimes it really depends if he likes the subject or not. He would get it done early because we did meet in college, but sometimes he just wouldn't do his homework at all.
That was me.
Correct.
No interest.
Yeah.
If it wasn't a major class, whatever. General.
Right. He's like, I'll make it work. I'll just get through somehow, and somehow he did.
Oh gosh, Grant, that was you.
Well, I mean, I focused on the important things. I didn't really, you know, I wasn't a bad student, but I didn't waste my time with stuff. I knew that my C's get degrees. You know, you don't need to get an A. C's get degrees. So I had fun. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, that's a
C's get degrees.
I haven't heard that either.
That's
awesome.
Oh yeah, that's what you use for your first 2 years when you're just partying, doing your generals, and wasting your parents' money. C's get degrees.
Oh gosh, go out there and be yourself, kids. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yep.
C's get degrees.
I'm like you, Jason. I procrastinate, and my girlfriend, she keeps us in line. She's a nursing student right now, and she's doing reports 2 weeks ahead of time. I would wait till the night before. It'd be due at 6 a.m. I'd start that bad boy at midnight.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh,
Kenny, you're like
same.
That too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Yeah. Yep.
I wonder if that's a trait of radio people. I think a lot of us are like that.
Or creatives in general, maybe.
Or creatives,
We're not detail people. We're
best under pressure with procrastinating, you know, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Without a
I've
doubt.
I've written my best papers at 3 a.m.
Me too.
It's due at 7.
That's how I write copy, too. I cannot, if I have to write some copy and it's due or I need it done by next Monday, I can't do it until I hear the music playing, and then all of a sudden, just flows. Yeah, it flows right out of me. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I do when I'm right. I literally, in that last commercial break, there's the top of the Jason Show has a tease. We call it the cold open. It's like, coming up today, blah, blah, blah. I write those. I write them under pressure in the commercial breaks because I'm watching literally the clock tick down, and it makes it... makes my writing a little snappier because I'm like, okay, Grant's almost done talking, Kenny's almost done with the traffic. I gotta go do this. So yeah, I've always been like that. I don't always love it. If you could fix the sound on us, you know, turn the bass down, turn the treble. I wish there were knobs for your personality, don't you? I wish I could turn up the organizing aspect of me. I wish you had like a control center for yourself.
That's true.
Wouldn't that be? I wish I could just turn up just a few notches the non-procrastination. And if I could turn down procrastination, it would be great. I'm the knobs of my control center.
We just learn to live with ourselves. I'm like a car that always pulls to the left or right.
Yes.
You just get used to it and just kind of,
angle your arm the right way to hold the wheel just so it goes straight.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to go in and get a realignment. It's too expensive.
It's not worth it. This is the way it's always been.
Not worth it. But anyway, Grant, thank you, buddy, for two great days. We appreciate you filling in for Dawn.
Hey, thank you. I always have a lot of fun with you guys. Thank you for letting me be here.
We always love having you. That's going to do it for us, everybody. My Talkers, thanks for listening to us this week. And if you're listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You do you. Have a fantastic day. Have a fantastic weekend. Look for those black squirrels because they're lucky. Mm-hmm. We love you so much and have a great day. Bye, friends.
It's a beautiful day.